Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's DFS Week 7. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the DFS show. It is me, Joey P. Joe Pizzapia, taking you through Week 7 in DFS, and a good friend of ours is back. The last time he was here, one of you won $1 million on DK. Maybe we can get the magical rub again. I don't know, but Chris Robin from Team Rise or Fall is back yet again. You can follow him on Twitter at Detroit Beastie, of course. You can also check out his work at Bottom of the Barrel. Chris, I mean, it's pretty exciting. You really did kind of leave a mark on the podcast in a very positive way last time you were here, and it's great to have you back again, my friend.
Well, thank you. I know I'm almost certain you're a fan of Seinfeld. And there's that one episode where George, he tells a joke or does something good, and then he leaves. He always wants to leave on a high note and never return, right? So in this case, same thing. Someone won $1 million. Don't know if I can top that, but it was too good to be true not to come back on when you asked me.
Well, I'll say this. If I can win $1 million, then it would be better. That would be good. A little something in it for you, I guarantee you. I'm Italian, so I tip everybody.
You and
that's
me
just
both.
What we do. There you go. There you go, Chris. So Chris Robin is back again. And Chris, I know you're a huge Lions fan, and this is probably an interesting week for you with a lot of feelings. This is the Matt Stafford revenge game, or whatever people want to call it. Or is it the Jared Goff revenge game, as I've been teasing people about? Like, wouldn't that be the story that Jared Goff gets a W, his first W outside of the Rams against the Rams? What a massive upset that would be. Of course, I'm tongue in cheek here, but as a Detroit guy, what are the feelings you got going on this week before we even get into all the games?
Yeah, there's a few things to process here. I've been thinking about this game for a couple months now, but let's fast forward to right now. And Stafford, people throw around that revenge game narrative. I don't think that's the case. Stafford left on good terms. Granted, he wanted to leave. He wanted to split. Couldn't get much done here with the Lions organization. Had nothing to do with him. We all think that the Lions brass failed him, and he said all week in press conference, and I just read one on Thursday morning where he's happy and he's thankful for his time here in Detroit. So I don't think there's any ill will. And to be fair with you, I don't think it matters. I would imagine, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here or kick me off the broadcast, Stafford, I think set in stone as a floor this week is about 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. The question is, how many touchdowns is he going to get? Right, 4, 5, mm-hmm. 1 on the ground? We don't know where it's right. going to go. And in terms of Jared Goff, I mean, revenge game, be damned. I mean, this guy is, he doesn't look good, right? In the beginning of the season, everybody here in Detroit, we're just huge Lions fans. We have everybody's back. And this guy, the last 2 weeks, more importantly, in week 6, he looked awful. There's no confidence. Mm-hmm. He's making bad decisions, and he's just not making decisions in general. I could live with, you know, an ill-advised interception late in the game if it meant that he was going for it. He's trying to push the ball and make something happen. But I'm sure sure you saw on 4th and 4, he threw the ball away. I mean, that's something's not right there. And he's about to join the ranks of Dan Orlovsky here in Detroit, where he ran out of the back. Just makes bad decisions, if making decisions at all here. So I'm excited about this game. I know we'll kind of touch on it later in this broadcast, but the Rams win big. I'll bury the lead here. I have the Rams winning about 41-7, 41-10 here. It's going to get nasty. It's going to get ugly, but I'm prepared, Joe.
Well, that's good. At least you're prepared. That's all you can be. And to better prepare you, make sure you head over to fantasypros.com/optimizer to use our DFS optimizer. You can save yourself hours of research, tweak your lineups as much as you want, lock or exclude players out of the mix if you want, create your own custom player pool. The optimizer uses projections that are constantly being updated, and you can even import your own custom projections if you like. It supports FanDuel, DraftKings, and Yahoo contests. Generate up to 150 lineups at a time with our multi-lineup generator. The optimizer, the lineups for GPP contests, for cash, whatever you want to do, and you set player exposure limits as well, but you can only do all that at fantasypros.com/optimizer. And don't forget, there's an amazing chat going on at Discord. Our Discord channel over at Fantasy Pros is tremendous. We have the live stages where you get to do AMAs with me, with Dan Harris, with Kyle Yates, all of us, Scott Bachman, we're all on there. We bring you up on stage, we talk with you. Plus, there's some phenomenal people, too, that are just really great fantasy players in these chats. We have a DFS chat, too, that you got to bounce ideas off people. And again, that's for premium subscribers to get the access to all the extra channels. But just join Discord at fantasypros.com/chat. Check it out for yourself first. And then if you're a premium subscriber or you were thinking about it, you're on the fence, it's a great situation there in terms of getting access to us and getting access to a great community of fantasy pros. We have a great time there. All right, let's kick things off here. Let's start with the running back position. I'm going to continue to stick with the Rams. It's going to be a theme today. I can already feel it, Chris Robin. But you know what? The good chalk is the good chalk sometimes. Darrell Henderson's my dude. I liked Henderson last week. And just leaving it alone for this week. I'm just not messing around with it. And it worked out last week for me. So I am back on the Darrell Henderson train. You said it too. I think the Stafford thing, you know, it's tricky because we don't know where those touchdowns are going to be. There's going to be a lot of them. How many are on the ground? I think at least one, maybe even two potentially. And I think Henderson has the opportunity. When you're looking for a big cash game running back, who is the guy you want to pay up for this week, Chris?
And you have a theme with the Rams. I have a theme with the Green Bay Packers in week 7. It's just a beautiful matchup. So to me, it's Aaron Jones playing against the 25th overall ranked defense against opposing running backs. On FanDuel, Aaron Jones, $8,500. On DraftKings, Aaron Jones is only $7,500. And I've gotten a little bit of blowback, so maybe like three or four people, because A.J. Dillon is starting to get a little more targets and touches, and that's fine. But Aaron Jones, this is when he comes alive, right? When the fall and the leaves start to turn. So in late fall, early December in Lambeau Field, I want any and all Green Bay Packers, specifically for the question asked. I love Aaron Jones this weekend against the Washington football team.
Yeah, Packers are going to be very popular here on this show today. For my cash game wide receiver, going to pay up for Cooper Kupp. All the targets look great in the game against the Giants. It looked great pretty much every single game this year. I don't think there's a plan necessarily to stop Cooper Kupp. If this was in Detroit, maybe be a little different. I might have slight pause, but you know what? In that building too, Rams at home, I think this is going to be a huge day for him. So stick with the Rams. And I don't mind the whole Stafford, Kupp, Henderson, just super stack. People sometimes don't like that, but if you look back historically sometimes at some of the contests that have won the $1 million, if you go back even, like, I remember to those peak Pittsburgh Steeler days, it would be Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell. Like, that trio in a smash matchup would just absolutely be a great ROI because they were all priced appropriately and they all had major returns. I think it's that kind of week here for the Rams, and I feel like Chris kind of thinks it's the same thing for the Packers, and I agree with him.
Yeah, and in terms of a wide receiver I love, again, I'm sticking with Green Bay. It's Davante Adams. And really quick, I know a lot of folks on social media, you know, right after week 6 on Sunday when week 6 was happening, who kind of burned you? Who laid a dud? And Davante Adams was the top of that list. And get this, Davante Adams caught 4 or 5 targets for 89 yards, and people considered that a dud. I mean, that's just how good this guy is. So if you look at Davante Adams, he is only only $9,000 on FanDuel, and on DraftKings he's $8,900. And personally speaking, Joe, in my projections, I have him for double-digit targets, catch 9 or 10 balls here, well over 100 yards, and I firmly do believe he finds the end zone twice. I know at the end of the broadcast you asked for a lock of the week, so I'll pull back the reins a little bit and we'll get there. But hint, hint, it's Davante Adams.
Well, yeah, spoiler alerts, but you know, you're right. He just sets the standard so damn high that, you know, what else can you do? I mean, 89 and a touchdown's a failure. What incredible set of circumstances for Adams. It's something. All right, let's get to the cash game QBs. One thing I will say, the difference with Stafford here, who I do love, just like Chris does this week, I'm going to bring up Kyler Murray instead because Kyler Murray controls all the scoring. They are 17.5-point favorites right now in this game. And because Edmonds isn't healthy, and sure, James Conner could take a couple, but it's hard to imagine that Kyler Murray doesn't come away with a rushing touchdown and at least 1 to 2 passing touchdowns in this game. And if so, that's going to put him right in line for a 3x value against the Houston Texans. Even if they do have a big lead and he doesn't play much in the fourth quarter, okay. We saw that last week with Stafford. You can still have a monstrous day. But the one thing is, there's a greater chance of Kyler Murray controlling his own scoring than Stafford in that game. That's the only reason why I have Murray above Stafford this week in terms of the quarterback I want to pay up for. But we'll talk more about those guys a little later on. How about you, your big cash game quarterback that you want to go with this week?
It's Aaron Rodgers. Discount, double check the whole I own you. Look, you know me. We talked about it in length. Most people, Detroit is in my Twitter handle, so I'm just predisposed to disliking the Bears and the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings, but maybe in my old, you know, they say taste buds change like every 7 years. Well, I feel like my allegiance is changing. I'm digging watching Aaron Rodgers play this season. This guy he's just a consummate professional, a stud, sure ballot first Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers at home against the Washington football team. And oh, by the way, in terms of a DVP kind of matchup, defense versus player, Washington is 32nd. And there's only 32 teams in the league. So I believe Aaron Rodgers hangs a trio, maybe even a quartet of touchdowns here against the Washington football team. So let's stack the Packers.
Yeah, and with all these buys this week too, I mean, it is a little top heavy, I would say, is the best way to talk about the quarterback position this week. It definitely feels like there's the guys at the top, and then after that, it is really kind of messy right now because, you know, you're taking Josh Allen out of the mix, you're taking Dak out of the mix there, you're taking Herbert out of the mix. So really, we're kind of left with a finite number of guys to talk about. And look, I'm going to talk about Aaron Rodgers in the next grouping here because that's where I have him just because he's slightly cheaper. So if I'm going to pay up for quarterback, I'm going to go all the way up to the Kyler Murray because Rodgers also is a guy that could theoretically lose some touchdowns to Aaron Jones. And that's the one thing where Kyler Murray has a little bit higher ratio of that equity, and I want that. All right, tight end. Mark Andrews has been getting used a ton. I think it's a good investment. I think it's a safe investment. It's nice to see this rebound. It's nice to see Lamar finally get on the NFL level and show what he can do on the passing game, because that's the one thing that people have been knocking him about, and it shouldn't be because he was very good in college at that. They just really haven't supplied him with the weapons, but Andrews has played well. Hollywood Brown's had a great return season this year, really has bounced back. He's corrected a lot of the mistakes that have plagued him in previous seasons. And then you've got Rashad Bateman finally back on the field too, but I think all that helps Mark Andrews because he is not the only sole target. And you saw when he was last year, teams were shutting him down. They can't do that now because of Brown, because of Bateman now too on the field. So I like Andrews a lot this week in this matchup that he's got against the Bengals. How about you? Who's your big time pay up tight end this week?
Yeah, this one it's pretty simple because, again, in the entire landscape of fantasy football and even DFS, the tight end position is grim. After you get away from Kelce and Mark Andrews, I want to stop on Darren Waller briefly. The Las Vegas Raiders, they're hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Waller on FanDuel, $6,800, and on DraftKings, Waller is $6,700. And when you look at Philadelphia, they're getting 3 points in this one, over-under just at about 50 points. So I think there's a healthy target share with Darren Waller on Sunday here. And again, Philadelphia Eagles, they're 26th overall against opposing tight ends. And I could see a case here, and this is pretty easy peasy. Double-digit targets. Waller will catch 7 or 8 passes. We'll find the end zone here. So far this season, Joe, Darren Waller has averaged 11.5 yards per target or per reception here. So to me, Darren Waller, I'm paying up for him, and I'm not even thinking twice. In a very desperate, in a very grim kind of tight end situation. situation.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Ultimate Fan. Have you checked out this yet? Because it is the newest free-to-play fantasy football game, introducing next-level fantasy football with Ultimate Fan, where fantasy football meets pack openings. Play that next level over there, open packs, collect cards, build your roster, and compete against football fans across the U.S. for a chance to win fantastic prizes in this free-to-play fantasy football game, Ultimate Fan. All you have to do is open virtual packs, collect player cards from across the NFL, and build your roster over the course of a season. Put your football knowledge to the test as you pick your weekly lineup to compete against football fans nationwide for the chance to win fantastic sets of prizes. And with the Ultimate Fan Plus subscription, you can take your Ultimate Fan experience to the next level. Play the game that's sweeping across the states, finding Ultimate Fan in the App Store and the Google Play. Head over right now to ultimatefan.com/fantasypros. Again, that's ultimatefan.com/fantasypros. Start opening packs. Start playing the Ultimate Fan experience. And now, back to the action.
All right, let's go to the value plays for the week. These are guys you could probably float around, but they're a little bit cheaper than some of the guys at the top of the board at their respective positions and have pretty good return on investment potential. I'm going to start the running back position this week, and for me, it's Leonard Fournette, 7K over on FanDuel, 6,400 on DK. It's a good price. It's a respectable price for a situation where he is respectable productivity. I don't think he's got that game-changing, oh my God, he's going to drop 30. But you know what? 20 points is well within his reach here on both sides. And I think that Leonard Fournette is a guy right now that you can look at this landscape of running backs, all these injuries we've had to the position, on top of the buys, on top of who's not playing in the main slate, and I think that Leonard Fournette is a good investment. How about for you? Who's the running back that you think is a good value return this week?
It's Joe Mixon to me for in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is playing in Baltimore, and personally speaking, you know, DFS aside for a moment here, Cincinnati at Baltimore is going to be a dang good game. These teams hate each other. They're in the same division, and Joe Mixon, $7,200 on FanDuel. Mixon only $6,500 on DraftKings. And Baltimore is 25th overall against opposing running backs. Now you could see a case where Joe Mixon, I have him slated in for about 17 or 18 carries, three or four receptions. So I think the floor for Joe Mixon is, as I've said, probably 14 to 15 total fantasy points. And on FanDuel, I like him a little bit more because of the touchdown equity there. On DraftKings, he's a sweet play. We know DK is a PPR kind of scoring format. But on FanDuel, you look for guys that are going to find the end zone. And I firmly believe Mixon has that touchdown equity I'm looking at. 80 yards, 4.5 yards a carry here, touchdown on the ground, touchdown in the air. Why not? And if you look at the measuring stick this week for running backs, Derrick Henry is $11,000 on FanDuel. So any running back below him is kind of a value. You could spin that to your advantage. So as I said, Joe Mixon on FanDuel, only $7,200. I love all of that.
And Derrick Henry is always a great investment, but man, that's a lot. You know, once you get across 10,000 for me, I always struggle with that because you have to then have the incredible, over-the-top, unbelievable game. And that's asking a lot, even of a great player. We talked about Davante Adams, right? When the bar sets so high, you know, he could go out there and have 90 and a touchdown, and it doesn't return the value there. And that's, it's a shame, but it's just the way it is. Value wide receiver for me this week, Antonio Brown. It's Tom Brady's best friend. I mean, whether you like it or not, 6,300 over on DK. On the FanDuel side of things, 7,400. So he's under that 8K elite tier of guys. But I think he's a good return on investment. Antonio Brown is the man there. Like, Godwin's there. Evans is there. Yes, that concern still keeps his roster percentage down further than it should be at this point. Because now that we are into week 7, I think there's very little doubt that Antonio Brown is the favorite son in this wide receiving core when it comes to Tom Brady. And, you know, I'm just going to keep on banging the drum for it as long as I can. Who's your value wide receiver this week that you like in terms of ROI?
I don't want to say I struggled with this one, but I look through like the entire compliment list.
It's tougher this week, Chris. I did too, honestly.
Yeah, and I mean, in my bottom of the barrel article, I always comb and I look for those cheapy price guys, so I'm predisposed to value, basically. But to be fair, like, next to nothing in terms of price. But I settled on DJ Moore in Carolina. Carolina goes to the New York Jets. Carolina's the favorite. They're giving the Giants 3 points in here. DJ Moore, $7,700 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's only $7,100. And the Giants, I believe they're about 22nd, 23rd overall against opposing opposing wide receivers. Again, DJ Moore, we knew the rub on him in seasonal formats. The guy can accumulate 1,200-1,300 yards standing on his head, but he needs to get over that touchdown hump. And I think as Sam Darnold kind of collects himself and gets back to what he was doing the first few games of the season, DJ Moore, double-digit targets, 7-8 receptions, 80 yards and a touchdown, I think is a nice floor for DJ Moore this week. And again, I said $7,700 on FanDuel, only $7,100 on DraftKings. So I love all the DJ Moore this weekend.
I love all the Aaron Rodgers this weekend, too. And Rodgers is my ROI QB. And you're going to say, well, he's expensive. And again, we're in bye weeks now. It's a heavy bye week. So our choices are limited, as Chris is talking about. And I don't like the guys in that 7K tier on FanDuel. But I will say this about Rodgers. He's cheaper than Jalen Hurts on FanDuel. He's cheaper than Tom Brady on FanDuel. So you know what? That is a value, because all the stats that Chris threw out at you are 100% true. So I'm not going to belabor them. I'm not going to go over them again. But what I will say is it's pretty clear that he is still priced a notch below that other elite tier, but he could easily have an elite game here. And I think that's something to really strongly consider. And look, 7,500 over on DK, sure expensive there. But on the FanDuel side, like I said, I gave you some of the quarterbacks that are more expensive than him. Even Matthew Stafford's more expensive than him. He's $200 more on FanDuel. Lamar Jackson's at 8,400. So, you know, you got to pay up for quarterback or take a shot in the dark this week, and I just don't like the main slate shot in the dark guys. I'm sorry, I just can't get there. In fact, he's only a couple $100 more than Matt Ryan, and he has a much better potential big game in him than Matt Ryan does. So Aaron Rodgers, as Chris said, worth paying up there in cash, but also a good value play too. You can even track that same kind of lineup in a tournament. How about for you? Is there a quarterback that you feel better about than I do in this mid-range? Because the mid-range guys are kind of scary for me this week.
I'm with you. I have about five or six, you know, value quarterbacks here that I mentioned in the article this week. And then for the broadcast, I had to kind of tone it down. And I just spun a wheel and it landed on Ryan Tannehill. The Tennessee Titans host the Kansas City Chiefs here, over under, almost at 58 total points. Tennessee at home is getting 5.5 points right now. And we know Derrick Henry does all the heavy lifting. This guy is a monster. But to me, Ryan Tannehill on FanDuel, $7,200, and on DraftKings, only $6,200. We've seen that the Kansas City Chiefs are just not good on defense. They have holes. They're letting players do what they want. And also, Kansas City's defense is allowing the second most points per game to quarterbacks. So to me, Ryan Tannehill's a very high-end choice here if you want to save a couple bucks and spend up at wide receiver or running back here. Again, for a floor for Ryan Tannehill in week 7, I think it's 250 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I mean, that's a pretty nice floor to have if you can pencil him in for those kind of points here. So again, Ryan Tannehill hosting the Kansas City Chiefs in what should be, you know, I have the final score there being like 35-34, 31. Yeah, I mean, there's like going that, to be every single point of this thing is going to go over. So back and forth, you mix in Henry to slow down the clock here and there. But I just can't get away from Ryan Tannehill in big GPPs this weekend.
No, I agree with you. The roster percentage is going to be low because he hasn't been good this year. He's been a QB1, once, I think, maybe? He's finished that way? It's just not been a good year for Tannehill. It doesn't help that Julio's been hurt and A.J. Brown's been hurt, but Brown being back on the field shows you a little bit more this week, so maybe they can turn things around. When it comes to tight ends, last week he was our GPP guy, and Ricky Seals-Jones delivered. He runs a ton of routes. Give me Ricky Seals-Jones again in this one. I'm going back down to the well. If something's working, you stick with it until it gets priced to a situation where you start to get uncomfortable. It's not priced at a situation that I'm uncomfortable yet, therefore I'm going to continue to stick with it. And routes run are something that's so important when it comes to the tight end position because they're so limited anyway. 5,400 over on FanDuel. He's still just 3,700. It's basically a free square on DK. Come on, just stick with the Ricky Seals-Jones here. How about you? Who's your tight end here, Chris, that you like in terms of ROI?
Yeah, Ricky Seals-Jones is just a no-brainer last week and then this week. I'm going to keep it with the New England Patriots here. Hunter Henry playing the New Jersey Jets, New York Jets. They play in New Jersey, don't they, Joe?
No, they're the New Jersey Jets. I think that's appropriate.
MetLife Stadium. Yeah, Hunter Henry, $5,700 on FanDuel, only $4,100 on DraftKings. I know a lot of folks in the last week or 10 days, because Hunter Henry has scored a touchdown back-to-back weeks, everybody is trying to throw that shade where, well, I'm glad you paid up for Jonnu Smith. I'm glad you drafted a young quarterback just to use Hunter Henry a lot. So we have to, you know, look at those little secrets or find those methods here. And Hunter Henry, to me, is a safe play at tight end, given the landscape of it and given the price. 4 or 5 targets, 3 or 4 receptions, 30, 40 yards and a touchdown. Not going to win you the week with his reception yardage or his total receptions, but if he could put together another touchdown with 3 receptions and 30 yards, you add all that up, you're looking at what, 3-6? You're looking at like 12, 13 points. And on FanDuel, that's what we're after. Touchdown equity. I can't say it enough. So give me Hunter Henry in a plus matchup at home against the New York Jets, Joe.
Well, I don't even know if New Jersey wants him right now. I don't know if anybody wants the Jets the way they've played this year. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about Air Medcare Network. Now, we've talked about Air Medcare Network before. In a medical emergency, AMCN can get you to a hospital fast, and since there are no out-of-pocket expenses for anyone in your household when flown by an AMCN provider, your finances are protected too. AMCN is a brilliant play, and here's your next call. Complete your coverage by adding Fly You Home to your membership. Here's how Fly You Home works. Imagine you're hospitalized far away from home. Who wants to be in a strange place with strangers taking care of you? Nobody. With Fly You Home, you can make the call to be transported back to your local hospital, closer to your own doctor and family. Fly You Home takes care of absolutely everything from hospital A to hospital B. No bills, no paperwork. It's a smart way to reduce stress and put control back to you in your care, in your hands. Here's how you do it. You go over for Fantasy Pros listeners, sign up for Fly You Home today and receive up to $100 e-gift card. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/pros and use the offer code PROS, AMCN, and Fly You Home. It's a lineup that can't be beat. And now, back to the action. Let's switch gears to the GPP conversations and let's talk about the running backs there. Chris, why don't you take the floor first on this one, on the running backs and GPP this week?
Sure. I've been on, you know, JD McKissic for quite some time now, all the way from last season to this season, seasonal formats, dynasty formats, and he is an absolute lock in DFS formats for the time being. On FanDuel, JD McKissic, only $5,700. On DraftKings, he's only $5,000. And again, Green Bay, they're about 15th or 16th overall against opposing running backs. And now look, with JD McKissic, we know what his role is. He's kind of the change of pace, catch some passes. And last season, it was fantastic. So everybody looked for that kind of mode again, you know, with check down Charlie. But Tyler Heinicke, kid's got nothing to lose. More than likely, he's going to be relegated back to the bench when Ryan Fitzpatrick is back. So I love the idea of Tyler Heinicke and JD McKissic hooking up for 1, maybe 2 reception touchdowns in this one, because as it stands now, Antonio Gibson is kind of questionable. He's got some lower body injuries, some soreness. He's not hurt. He's just kind of a little hobbled here. So I love the idea of JD McKissic in Green Bay getting a ton of work while we stack Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams and Aaron Jones. Green Bay is going to make this game get out of hand, out of control fairly early on. So again, I look for JD McKissic to catch probably, I would say, 5 or 6 passes in this one, 30, 40 yards. And again, if he finds the end zone, that's when we're singing and standing on the roof. With JD McKissic this week, I'm fully expecting 3 or 4 times the value.
Yeah, I would agree. It's one of those instances where the opportunity and the price, you know, haven't matched up because of what's going on in an injury situation with Gibson. So, and the same can be said to a certain extent for Darrell Williams too, who was very sharp last week. Chris mentioned the total in that game with Kansas City, and I'm just going to go back to that total. I'm going to play that total a little bit, try to get some cheap running back equity there, some touchdown equity, because Chris is, I think, dead on when he talks about what this is going to be. And $6,700 on FanDuel, that's a pretty good price for a guy who's going to have an RB1 workload. And that's, and you know, people say, well, it's Kansas City. They're like, you know what? They have to run the ball a little bit more. And $5,800 over on DK, excellent price for him. So Darrell Williams is that guy for me. I love McKissic too. McKissic is definitely in that mix. One question, any fear about Jared Patterson? If Gibson's out and he's definitive, do you have any fear of Jared Patterson eating into the McKissic workload?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you're in a pinch, if you're in a bind in seasonal formats, absolutely. In DFS formats, you know, if you want to really scrape this, I could put Jared Patterson in like one of those 100,000 entry kind of 150 max contest GPPs. But to me, Jared Patterson, maybe 3 or 4 carries, maybe 2 or 3 receptions. So I'm not too worried about it because I believe J.D. McKissic has established himself with this Washington football team as a very trustworthy player on and off the field.
All right, let's move on to wide receiver. Jalen Waddle's my guy this week. Boy, poor Tua. All the rumors swirling, all that stuff going on there with him. But Waddle and Tua have been strong together since college. You saw it when Tua came back last week. The target volume shot way back up again. So give me Jalen Waddle as that guy. I just think he's being undervalued, underappreciated. Great matchup against the Atlanta Falcons, too, that you can certainly take advantage of. That defense, we all know that. And when you're talking about full point PPR, too, Jalen Waddle just 5,600. That's a great full PPR price on DK for Jalen Waddle. I mean, that's just kind of sick right now, what you're getting him at in terms of what he can deliver just in a floor. And I think he's got ceiling for touchdown as well. How about you for wide receiver? Who are you looking at this week in GPP?
Yeah, Jalen Waddle's a great move, the coming out party last week, and I believe they just keep going back to this kid after what he did last week. But to me, we're going to go back to New Jersey and the New Jersey Jets here. I love Corey Davis. Corey Davis in New England's 15th overall against opposing wide receivers. Corey Davis, $5,900 on FanDuel, only $5,200 on DraftKings. And to me, he's a little pricey to be kind of a value play, especially on FanDuel. Just under $6,000, but to be fair, I think a lot of folks they forget that the Jets were on a bye week and they're coming back, and he's just kind of swept under the rug here. But to me, Corey Davis, over 300 total yards this season, 36 targets, 20 receptions. Corey Davis is averaging just over 15 yards a reception. He's found the end zone 3 times. I think he makes it 4 in week 7 here. So I love Corey Davis in kind of a weird game that I can't get a pulse on. New England versus the Jets. We know they're in the same division. They hate each other. It's been one-sided for what, Joe? 20 years in terms of the Patriots here. And I know a lot of folks, I've mentioned this to a few people, especially at work at the office, and they said, no, Bill Belichick is good at kind of taking away.
Well, that was my question. He becomes a fascinating contrarian play because Corey Davis was the piece that was taken away last time. But in all fairness, you could also say Zach Wilson took away Corey Davis just as much as Bill Belichick did, because Zach Wilson's, you know, 4 interceptions in that last contest when they face each other, there's no opportunity for Corey Davis. And it does become a fascinating, if, you know, after this little time that they've had off, can they come back here and reassert themselves after an embarrassing time last time? And Corey Davis' roster percentage is going to be, I mean, minuscule. So for me, that is an intriguing play, because every good football instinct one would have would be to say, no, you're not going back to Corey Davis, but if Corey Davis does return, I don't know, 12, 15 points, all of a sudden at the cost he's got and the roster percentage, that becomes something useful in tournaments right there.
Absolutely, and I'm not really high on Zach Wilson, but the top-notch NFL talent is there. Robert Saleh is a great coach, and he's probably going to be mixing and matching these two, and I firmly believe Corey Davis just gets peppered with targets. They always say, you know, like a pass-catching tight end or like a running back that can catch passes out of the backfield is a rookie quarterback's best friend, but to me, I believe Corey Davis is Zach Wilson's best friend in terms of running those short to intermediate routes, turning around and boom, the ball is on him here. So Corey Davis, about 7 or 8 targets. I believe he catches 5, maybe 6 of those, 60, 70 yards. And hallelujah, amen. If Corey Davis finds the end zone here, you're looking at 3, 4, maybe 5x value in this one.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, let's move on to the next position here. And that is quarterbacks, you know, and before I put all this together yesterday afternoon before all the Tua stuff started kicking up, but I'm still going to throw Tua out here, because the one thing about Tua is he is, he's a tough guy. He's a tough kid. He really is. I don't know how the talent is and all these things, but we're looking at Atlanta. We're looking at the matchup. We're looking at a guy who, I think plays better when he's got a little chip on his shoulder. I just do. And he's a tough kid, man. Come back from that injury, going through the things he went through at times at Alabama. I actually would still go down to the well right now, as long as he's still the starting quarterback. And as of recording this right now, he is and seems to be. But Tua's that guy for me. And once again, talking about roster percentage, right? We're talking about Tua and Waddle all of a sudden that could be a really good base for a GPP lineup where you could start to add in Adams, start to add in Cooper Kupp, start to add in some of those guys that we were talking about that we think have massive upside, but also massive prices. So that's why I like Tua this week, because it's hard to find those quarterbacks. Did you find a GPP quarterback that you like this week?
I did, yeah. Same game, just the opposite sideline. Matt Ryan for the Atlanta Falcons. Ryan, $7,300 on FanDuel, only $5,700 on DraftKings. Now, Matt Ryan's now had, you know, two games back to back, very, you know, fantasy friendly kind of positive results for us here. I think he's got 10 total touchdown passes this season, couple carries, nothing special. But when you look at the Miami Dolphins defense, they're 23rd, I believe, against opposing quarterbacks. I also believe that Calvin Ridley should be back in this contest. He didn't travel with Atlanta to London. Wasn't an injury, if I remember correctly. It was some sort of personal issues here. Not my business. Don't know what the heck was going on with Calvin Ridley. But if you add him, but Calvin back into this mix, I think there's a case to be made for Matt Ryan with Kyle Pitts on the field, breaking out basically in London with his first professional touchdown here. So to me, Matt Ryan makes for a sneaky move here where I could honestly see him throwing yardage be damned. It doesn't matter to me, but I firmly believe Matt Ryan has a chance here to throw 2-3 touchdowns, and we'll see what we get there. In Miami, which personally speaking, I don't know what the heck is going on there with all this Deshaun Watson trades. Tua Tagovailoa's coming, he's going, now he's going to Washington. It just seems like a nasty situation from a positive morale kind of thing. Miami Dolphins might be a little bit demoralized, talking all this nonsense going on, so I look for the Atlanta Falcons to take advantage against the Miami Dolphins in Miami in week 7.
Yeah, that game has volatility in it, and so some piece that you pick that's right, whether it be Cordarrelle Patterson, whether it be Matt Ryan, whether it be Kyle Pitts, I mean, any of those guys, we'll dig into that game a little bit further, but somebody's going to be right on something. I guarantee it's going to come from that game. There's going to be a big separator in GPP this week. All right, the tight end position here, O.J. Howard's the guy that sticks out to me. O.J. Howard, remember him? Well, Tom Brady found him again. The Gronk's been out, and all of a sudden, O.J. Howard looks useful. $5,200 on FanDuel, but $3,400, how you doing on DK? That's where I want him. I want him on DK, Chris. Look, he was looking his way. There's opportunity here. O.J. Howard looked very good. Even, you know, previously, O.J. Howard had spurts with Tom Brady, looked encouraging. So I think this is a GPP tight end dart throw that's worth it. He's not that much cheaper than Ricky Seals-Jones, and Seals-Jones is safer. But at the same time, O.J. Howard's another guy that if you really need to dig for another couple extra $100, you could do it with O.J. Howard on DK. How about for you at the tight end position this week?
Yeah, to me, this is a no-brainer. Zach Ertz sticks out to me like flashing neon lights here. The newly minted Arizona Cardinals tight ends, Zach Ertz. They host Houston. Houston, we know the deal there. They're dead last against opposing tight ends. Dead last about just about everything. Detroit Lions aside here, Joe. But Zach Ertz, $5,300 on FanDuel, only $3,900 on DraftKings. Now, a lot of folks were way in on Max Williams. Kyler Murray kind of brought this kid to, you know, front and center here, found the end zone a couple times. Unfortunately, Max with two X's is now out for the rest of the season, if I remember correctly, with some sort of knee or ankle injury. In walks Zach Ertz, and I'm sure, Joe, and everybody that's listening here, you remember all the tweets and things on social media. Hey, sleeper. Hey, fantasy pros. Do I get my points back for Zach Ertz? Remember on Sunday when people were going nuts? I mean, you're going to get double the points with Zach Ertz this week. I'm telling you now. Zach Ertz, I would look for him about 4 or 5 targets, catch 3 or 4 of those, 30 yards and a touchdown. I don't think it'd be out of the realm of possibility. I know this is wild. It is what it is. It's not out of the realm of possibility for Zach Ertz to find the end zone multiple times in a game I know you love with Kyler Murray. So to me, the Kyler Murray, Zach Ertz stack is very much on my plate.
Oh, sure. Well, because that's a great way to mitigate the cost of Kyler Murray this week because he's so expensive. So that's the way to do it, especially since Hopkins hasn't gotten the hyper target volume that he's got last year. And he's been efficient. He's been very good, but not quite all the targets like we saw in previous years. I actually really like that concept that you just laid out there. So everybody listen to Chris. He's very smart. All right. Let's move on to the defense plays. I think Carolina, Arizona, Tampa, and the Rams are the defenses that are really in play this week. You're going to have some big gaps here. You're going to have some potential blowout games that you just have to, you know, really be prepared for. And typically, you know, we're looking for cheaper defenses, but I don't know if it's really going to get it done this week. Is there a defense that you have in mind, Chris? Maybe that's cheaper or someone I did not mention that you have that you think is in play this week?
Yeah, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're not cheap. They're $4,400 on FanDuel, but playing Chicago, Chicago's 26 in terms of giving points away to opposing DSTs. I believe Tampa just makes Justin Fields' life a living hell here in week 7. And you go down the list, the New York Giants, they're only $3,600 playing the Carolina Panthers. And I don't want to be contradictory when I mention DJ Moore, but personally speaking, people look at DST scoring like, well, the other team is going to score 30, 40 points. True, but that doesn't kill you. You're looking for turnovers, interceptions, Daniel Jones, fumble recoveries. Yeah, and Daniel Jones has been prone through his career making silly moves, fumbling the ball, just making interceptions here all over the place. So I love the New York Giants. And one other team, kind of maybe boom, way at the bottom of the list here, the Tennessee Titans, really quick, and hear me out. They're $3,200, and Patrick Mahomes, he just threw his 8th total interception this season last week. So on the map here, you would never stack a defense against this lights out Kansas City defense or offense here. But Patrick Mahomes has been making some bad decisions as of late. Still going to put up points, but I'm telling you here, maybe Patrick Mahomes throws another interception. Maybe there's some sort of fumble recovery. So if you're like down and out, which you'd have to be down and out to play the Tennessee Titans DST, look for them. They're only $3,200 on FanDuel.
All right, let's continue on here and talk about the stack of the week. It's a no-brainer here. I think everybody knows which way Chris and I are going. We have made no bones about this. It's the Rams for me. I just think the Rams look, even when they lost to Arizona, I still came away thinking, I still thought that the Rams are the best team in the NFC, complete, the most complete team. I really do believe that, and I believe it still, and I think it's going to show again this week. They just absolutely embarrassed the Giants on the road. Now they go home for what should be another potential big time win and a huge gap of victory against the Lions. So give me the Rams, and that means that super stack of Kupp, Stafford, and Darrell Henderson together, and just get all the touchdowns you can, get everything hopefully between them, and just hope that it's not Higbee and Woods. I just hope that it's not those other two guys. As long as it's not them, I think you're going to be in a good spot. How about you there, Chris? What do you have for your stack of the week, dare I ask?
Yeah, no surprise. You mentioned it, or we mentioned it 15 times during the length of the broadcast. The Green Bay Packers, they host the Washington football team. Over-under, I believe it opened at 49.5 points, and it stayed right there. But in terms of the point spread here, it did open with Green Bay minus 9.5, but it's come down 2 points. Green Bay minus 7.5, so that kind of tells you where the sharps are and where all the money is going here. But the Green Bay Packers, I have them winning big here. Aaron Rodgers, as I said, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams. If you want to make it like a four-headed monster here, add in A.J. Dillon if you want, or suppress that and go Robert Tonyan. I know a lot of folks are dropping Tonyan in seasonal formats.
And rightfully so, man. He has done nothing. But you're right. That's, you know, that's GPP gold if he hits it.
Correct. So when you go down the list here, you can mix and match. You can pivot from players in the same game to players in the same game. As you said, in Los Angeles, if you want to make a stack with Kupp and Woods, make another one with Van Jefferson or DeSean Jackson. Who knows how it goes? Same thing here. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb very much in play. So I love the Green Bay Packers to win this game big time, 35-20, something along those lines. So I'm taking the over here, and I'm also taking the Green Bay Packers minus 7.5.
All right, the lock of the week. We've had a good run, dare I say, knock on wood with this last couple weeks. Been on fire with these, so I'm just going to keep it simple here. It's Stafford. It just is. It's the lock of the week. He should probably be more expensive than he is, just because of what I think this game is going to be. And I think Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay together, I think, are looking to make another big statement here in this game today. And not that it's going to matter, you know, not that we don't think the Rams are obviously a better football team than the Lions, but I think that they're ready to put up a big number. Let's just put it that way. So give me Stafford, and this is the lock of the week. And I rarely pick a quarterback in this spot. And if people want me to get off of the quarterback in this spot, who's the lock of the week, it's probably the guy that that Chris is going to talk about next.
Yeah, and it's Devontae Adams. Yep. He laid air quotes. If you're listening to this, you can't see my hand gestures, but air quotes, Davante Adams put up a dud last week. Silly to me. Well, look for him to go nuclear this week. Multiple touchdowns, over 100 yards, 8 or 9 receptions. I mean, Davante Adams is going to be on the top of that leaderboard in terms of value and what he's done here. So give me Davante Adams. And really quick, I do want to mention Jalen Waddle. You talked about him earlier, but mm-hmm. I think Jalen Waddle is also a lock to find the end zone yet again, back-to-back weeks. We know that the pedigree is there. The draft capital is there. So I love the idea of having Jalen Waddle and Davante Adams in all my lines in tournaments this weekend.
All right, let's go to the fantasy fly around. Let's go to each one of these games on the main slate. And because of popular demand, someone asked me, and I am the people's champion. So, of course, we will touch on Sunday night and Monday as well if you're going to play the Sunday Monday. Let's start with Atlanta and Miami. We did talk about the quarterbacks. We did talk about, obviously, Jalen Waddle as well. But I want to talk about Kyle Pitts because that is the tight end we did not talk about today. And Mike Gesicki. There's two tight ends in this game that I think have value. Gesicki, especially at 4,700 over on DK. And I got to tell you, at 6,100 over on FanDuel, if you're going to be different, it's funny, he's actually more expensive than Gesicki by $100. I would lean towards Pitts on FanDuel. I would lean towards Gesicki, though, because Kyle Pitts is 5,900 on DK and Gesicki's 4,900. So it's so funny, $100 difference on one site and 1,000 more on another site. So how do you kind of disseminate between these two guys and Cordarrelle Patterson? Any shares this week? Those are the three guys I want to talk about in this game.
Yeah, I mean, the difference in price is strange to me. I've always found it's still interesting to this day what kind of computer algorithm these formats use to determine pricing. And a lot of times, you can kind of lock in pricing Sunday night or Monday morning when the following week's main slate is made available here. So, I love the idea of Kyle Pitts. I love the idea of Matt Ryan, even Mike Davis a little bit here. But on the Miami side of things, for a GPP, just a dart throw, Salvin Ahmed. I mean, they looked hell-bent. Miami did look hell-bent on getting this guy targets and touches here. On FanDuel, Ahmed only $5,100. On DraftKings, $4,000 here. And with all the confusion and the mix-up, is Tua coming? Is he going? A lot of folks finally, Miles Gaskins had a good game. But yet, you had Salvin Ahmed kind of pulling on his coattails going, me, I want some carries too. So to me, in a GPP kind of thing, Salvin Ahmed makes a lot of sense here.
All right, let's move on to Carolina and the Giants here. Touched on this one briefly. This does not have a lot of appeal. You mentioned DJ Moore. I mentioned the Carolina defense. But really, this one is kind of a hard stay away. I do want to ask one question about Chuba Hubbard, though. 6,100 on DK, 73 on FanDuel. I think he's a little expensive on FanDuel, especially when you mentioned Leonard Fournette around the same price. But am I glossing over Hubbard? Should I pay more attention to him? Or is this kind of less of an appealing contest right now?
Well, I could, probably not fun for the broadcast, but I could argue both sides. But I will say, I'll put your mind at ease here. I would say he's a tad expensive on FanDuel, and you just keep an eye on him this week. I have him for about 17, 18 carries, which is awesome in terms of volume, 4.3 yards a pop in this one, 60, 70 yards. Maybe he finds the end zone here. But at his price, in comparison to a guy like Leonard Fournette, you're absolutely correct in glossing right over him. At first glance on Monday or Tuesday when I saw him, he was up in the tier of pricing with some of those higher owned, higher, you know, output studs here. So to me, I'm with you. I'm thumbing and I'm glancing right over Chuba Hubbard here.
All right, here's a question for you. In the Tampa versus the Bears, this one in Tampa Bay, my question to you is this. Darnell Mooney, Allen Robinson, theoretically should be in play because of how bad the secondary has been. I know Winfield's coming back to play safety, so that's a positive there. But at the same time, it has not been a good cornerback situation. We know that it's not been a good corner situation. Yet, it's really difficult to put either Mooney or Robinson in a lineup. Do you think you play the matchup, or do you think you play the trend when it comes to those guys?
I think you play the trend to a certain extent, but you can't overlook Mooney at only $5,900 on FanDuel or Allen Robinson, who's $100 less than Darnell Mooney. To me, that just doesn't seem right. Allen Robinson II, as they call him, he used to be a stone-cold stud. I don't think that has left his body or the organization here. I think it has everything to do with not him, not Fields. It has everything to do with the head coaching staff and the offensive coordinator in Chicago. They're just not letting this kid play. They're just not letting him kind of make his own decisions. options on the fly on the field here. So of the two, Mooney looks to be the favorite of Justin Fields, like downfield. But Allen Robinson, we know what this guy can do. And to be fair with you, probably not a popular answer, no analytics here, but I'm playing Allen Robinson at this price until he does something of note or until his price goes up again where we know it should be.
Yeah, $5,100 on DK and just $5,800 is $100 cheaper than Mooney on FanDuel. Let's move to Cincinnati at Baltimore. You know, historically, it's funny. Lamar hasn't had, like, crazy good games against the Bengals. And you would think that I went back and I looked at last year, too. He had one big rushing game against them last year. But overall, it's been more lackluster than you might realize. I think people will be tempted to go back there. But I do want to talk about another guy, potentially a dart throw, cheaper guy here. And that's Rashad Bateman, $3,400 over on DK. He did catch a few of the targets that he was thrown to. You would imagine he's playing more snaps this week. Is Bateman a guy as a flex play on DK that's in play for you this week?
Absolutely. And as you said, the price is just so sweet. And it's one of those cases where I said it a lot leading up to week one or after week one. And I'll say it again here with Bateman. Use him now, use it or lose it, because after this game, he will never be as cheap as he is now. So it's almost an automatic start here with me and Rashad Bateman.
All right. Detroit and the Rams, I feel like we talked about a lot. I love you, Chris, but I can't go anything on the Rams side here on this one. Can you go Hawkinson? Like, is there something you can make a case for before I gloss over this?
Really quick, you'll call me crazy, and I don't know if you'll have me back after saying
I will
this
always have you back because I love you. So go crazy. Let's go.
Thank you. I love the combination of Detroit Lions wide receivers Khalif Raymond and Kadarius Hodge. Khalif Raymond, $5,500 on FanDuel, and then Hodge only $4,900 on FanDuel. The Lions are getting 15 or 16 points, and personally, I would be comfortable taking the Rams minus 35 points, and I wouldn't even look back. I know that's crazy. I know that's silly. This isn't college football. But I could see both Khalif Raymond or Kadarius Hodge garnering 4 or 5 targets apiece, maybe 6 or 7, even Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I would put Amon-Ra, Khalif, and Hodge. I would write their names down in a hat, shake them up. I'd pull 2 tags, and whatever 2 wide receivers I pick, that's what I'm plucking in. Just an awful game script, but positive in a way if you're chasing points in garbage time.
Yeah, I guess it's the garbage time argument, or does Goff, you know, not throw too many picks and they actually have some opportunities. But where I struggle is I'm on Ross St. Brown, $4,100. Rashad Bateman, $3,400, and I'd rather just go with Bateman at that point. But I get what you're saying, and Amon-Ra St. Brown's been a guy we've talked about on the show the last couple weeks too. Just steady target volume. It's been there. It's capped, but at the same time, it's there. All right, Houston at Arizona. I'm not going to talk about anything on the Houston side. Please don't ask me anyone. I'm just not going to do it. Arizona here, though. I will say we did talk about Kyler Murray. We touched on Hopkins. I would be fading away from Chase Edmonds this week. He has 10 fantasy points combined over the last 2 weeks. The shoulder injury seems to be bothering him. This is not a good game script for Edmonds as more of the pass-catching back. Connor, however, at $6,500, I think should be in play on FanDuel. And maybe on DK as well at $56. Do you think there's enough here for Connor potentially to be in play? Or do you think it's just the Kyler Murray show and just run Kyler by himself and forget it? Or maybe with Ertz, as you mentioned before.
Yeah, I think it's the Kyler Murray show, and I would absolutely love the trio of Kyler Murray, Rondale Moore, and even Zach Ertz. I'm very high on Ertz this week just because, you know, we saw guys a stud in Philadelphia, pulls the whole page ad out in the Philadelphia Tribune, thank you, whenever. And so Kyler Murray is going to be looking Zach Ertz's way a lot, and I love the idea of also Rondale Moore. Just a case of pivoting from players in the same game two players in the same game, Rondale Moore, Ertz, maybe Christian Kirk, when everybody under the sun is on Murray and DeAndre Hopkins.
All right, Kansas City at Tennessee. You talked about liking Ryan Tannehill, but I want to talk about, what about A.J. Brown? $6,300 also, you know, a little bit further down the trough on FanDuel, $7,000. If you like Tannehill, does that mean you like A.J. Brown as well, or is it just Tannehill by himself because you're just afraid?
No, you're right. I mean, Tannehill by himself is great, but I rarely play that way. I love to double down points and go from there. So personally, I'm absolutely all in on A.J. Brown. Only $7,000 on FanDuel, on DraftKings. A.J. Brown only $6,300. Another case here, I could see A.J. going over 100 yards, multiple touchdowns in his patented A.J. Brown kind of week, and then boop, his price is back up and it's kind of unattainable. Or where we're talking, well, his price is a little high. I don't know. Use him or lose him. His price will never be as low as it is now.
All right, let's move on to the Jets at New England. Damian Harris had a pretty good game last time out against the Jets. Could have even been better than it was. Ramondre Stevenson getting a lot of work, though, too. 5,600 on FanDuel, but just 4,700 over on DK. With Stevenson getting the most passing work, which is kind of odd, is this something that we should take notice of and maybe have a share of somewhere? Or is this something where you just, it's Bill Belichick, you can't take too much out of one specific week?
No, we should absolutely pay attention. Ramondre, $5,600 on FanDuel, only $4,700 on DraftKings. And Ramondre is the poster boy, picture perfect, of a nice, low-owned, low-priced value running back on DraftKings with the PPR kind of thing. And unfortunately, James White, that used to be his role. He catches passes. He can block a little bit for the quarterback here. But now I believe that's Ramondre Stevenson's role. So absolutely, I'm all in on Stevenson on DraftKings. On FanDuel, $5,600. I have about 10 or 12 running backs I'd prefer over him on FanDuel. But yeah, I think we should take notice of Ramondre Stevenson here.
All right, Philly at Vegas. This is a four outcome game, and everyone knows I hate those. I don't like to invest in them. It could be a blowout on either side. It could be really high scoring on both. It could be really disgusting on both sides. And it could be 13-10 for all we know. I hate these kind of games. I run away from these kind of games. You mentioned Waller. Is there anything else that's appealing in this one to you? Because this one, zero shares. Like, I am just out.
Yeah, I'm with you. It wouldn't be a fun broadcast if I said, well, thanks for asking, Joe, but I'm just going to move on here. I love the idea of something is going to happen here with Miles Sanders, and why not now? You know, their new head coach, Nick Sirianni, I don't know what the heck he was thinking on Thursday. Miles Sanders saw 9 total carries, and he just came out throughout the week in press conferences and news here. He wants to get Miles Sanders more involved, and I think it starts here in Week 7. Sanders, $5,900 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, only $5,100. And the Vegas Raiders, I believe they're like 21st or 22nd overall against opposing wide receivers. I think we see a big game for Miles Sanders here, and I'd rather it happen on my DFS rosters rather than on the bench going, oh, I thought I knew it, but I just didn't have the stones to pull the trigger.
All right, last one here on the main slate, Washington at Green Bay. We already talked extensively about the Green Bay side of this game. We talked about Ricky Seals-Jones, J.D. McKissick. I feel like we kind of covered this one. So let's bump over to the Sunday-Monday. Sunday night, you've got Indianapolis Colts at the San Francisco 49ers and New Orleans at Seattle. So in terms of investability in this one, the players that I would circle here, if you're going to play Sunday-Monday as the combo, would be Wentz and Pittman along with Callaway. Those are the three pieces that I would lock in and then interchange from there, and it lets you kind of go up to Debo if you want. You can funnel around with one of the Seattle wide receivers if you want, but I find San Francisco and Seattle to be tough to invest in. I'd rather stick on the New Orleans-Indianapolis side, and I know that's kind of boring, but do you see this differently? Like, would you be on the opposite way? Because if you get San Francisco and or Seattle to hit, and this becomes a competitive game, then that's really how you make money at the end of the day.
Yeah, I have this one being very competitive, like a final score of 34-31 in favor of the Indianapolis Colts. So there's plenty of points to go around. But again, another game, I can't get a pulse on this game. I have it over 60 total points here, but I don't know where the heck they're going to come from. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, stone cold stud. Maybe he sees another 50-60 yard touchdown reception. But in terms of the wide receivers, yeah, Michael Pittman very much in play. I love the idea of Mo Alie-Cox, only $5,400 on FanDuel, Mo Alley on DraftKings, only $3,100. On the San Francisco side of things, looks to be Jimmy Garoppolo will be starting, Eli Mitchell, Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, there's a lot of usable pieces in here, but I don't know which ones to play in kind of unison here. So if you're playing the single game slate, I would, I wouldn't max enter, but I would build, 10 to 15 different lines and just kind of vice versa and just slot in different MVPs and just throw darts at the board and see what we get here.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense there from that point of view. You know what, Chris? I think we hit it all. I mean, we did it. Look at us. Hitting it all. As always, Chris, it's always so fun to have you on the program again. Please go follow him over on the Twitter machine at Detroit Beastie. That's BEASTIE. Go check out his work at Team Rise or Fall. Chris, what else you got going on nowadays?
Not much. My single game DFS video should be out right now. Denver's at Cleveland. But again, I'm not a big promoter guy. I just want to say anybody looking to take a risk, you know, DFS and fantasy sports, it's all risk and reward. We know, you know, being comfortable, that yields the same results. We're at home, we're comfortable at work, wherever we are. But get out of yourself and take a couple chances. Take a couple risks within reason, because nothing grows in comfort. And I'm telling you, everybody now, something tremendous is on the other side when you take risks, when you get outside of yourself. Help other folks and take a couple risks this week and see what it yields you. If it does has good results, let's do it again next week, and we'll keep rolling forward throughout the length of the season into the winter.
Maybe that's why I'm so short. I just like to be comfortable. I never grew to 6 feet tall, Chris. Now I understand why. This is what's been going on the whole time. But Chris, great stuff, man. As always, I want to thank all the sponsors of today's program, including Ultimate Fan. Download Ultimate Fan for free in the App Store and Google Play now. Visit fantasypros.com/ultimatefan to do that. And don't forget about Air Medcare Network. Are you ready and prepared in case a medical emergency arises? AirMedCareNetwork.com/fantasypros. Use that promo code FantasyPros. That way you are. And don't forget, make sure you join our Discord over at fantasypros.com/chat and use our optimizer at fantasypros.com/optimizer to generate all the lineups you could possibly imagine all at one time. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your pods. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Chris Robin, I'm Joey P. We will see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.